Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us now with the ETF of the week. Tom is the editor at ETFtrends.com, a site that can give you both Tom's take on things, but also everything you need to know to be a good ETF investor, plus all of the news, what's happening in ETFs, what's new, what's coming up, what's going away, and everything in between. It's ETFtrends.com on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the VanEck Vectors Junior Gold Miners ETF, ticker symbol GDXJ.
GDXJ, the VanEck Vectors Junior Gold Miners ETF. Okay, Junior Gold Miners. When I hear that and I think you're buying it, I start to think your reason might be...
Because I am a wild and crazy guy!
Yeah, because you might be a wild and crazy guy because it certainly is a walk on the wild side. So...
Why not put some of that money to work for you with the high yield only investing in gold and silver can bring?
There's your question. Why put your money to work at this point in gold and specifically junior gold miners?
This is a little bit of a walk down the gold path for sure, Chuck. A couple things, and you and I have talked about this in other weeks, not just should advisors and investors be thinking about stocks and bonds, but being a little bit more diversified in their portfolios. And gold and gold-related investments have actually done well during times of inflation, and we're starting to see inflationary times kick in. So that's something to think about. In addition, with all this political and geopolitical tussles that are going on, let's say, a lot of people have protected their portfolios by having a certain allocation of gold and gold miner type of investments just to be able to buoy their portfolio if we happen to see some type of decline in equities or challenges in the bond market. This has been going on for decades, but just to let people know, there are a lot of choices on the alternative side in ETFs and specific to gold itself and then buying physical gold and areas like silver where you can buy physical silver, but also a lot of ETFs that, where you can have representation in the miners that pull it out of the ground. It's not always that the miners and the spot metal itself correlate hand in hand. So, for example, so far this year, it's up about 11%. And some of the miners' ETFs are up almost twice as much. So with that in mind, I felt it was time to maybe, let's just say, push the gold dust off of this issue and address it a little bit. So gold miners and junior gold miners specifically are those that really haven't got up to the big asset class level. However, there's enough interest because there's actually $5.4 billion in assets in this ETF, and specific so far this year, $1.4 billion has come in. So people are seeing the opportunities, even to the extent that, let's just say, this ETF recently has been deemed to oversubscribe to Canadian junior miners to the point where they own so much percentage-wise of the overall market capitalization. The folks at VanEck have been forced to reallocate and reconstruct the underlying index, so they're actually letting in more mining companies, which is great because it's going to be more diversified. With this in mind, I think what we do from time to time, Chuck, is say, look, if you're a long-term investor and you have an allocation to stocks and an allocation to bonds, great. Just understand what you own, understand what you pay, understand what the performance is, and there's a strong case for why ETFs might replace some of your actively managed mutual fund strategies. On top of that, it's important to be further diversified in alternative strategies. And if you don't have gold or gold miners, this is something to think about.
Do you want to split your gold allocation between gold and miners, or between gold miners and junior miners?
It's a good question. It really comes back to the investor, because if you're a passive investor and you're just looking to hold for an extended period of time, you might buy some in GDX, which is the senior to GDXJ, where they're larger, well-established companies. But just like in equities, small caps outperform large caps over time. So those up-and-coming miners, especially during times when the market's doing well and specific to the gold market or mining market is doing well, you can see that junior miners would outperform senior miners. As far as allocation, if you're looking to be a little bit more active in your portfolio, and if you can follow trends, there surely is a trend in place here. Junior miners are above their 200-day average. And if we're just starting to see inflationary times kick in, which could have a run for a few years at least, I think that this is a great opportunity to follow it on the 200-day average. And you might do that where you've got money in cash, or there's certain areas of the market like treasuries that might be challenged in the coming years because of rising interest rates. So it really depends on you as an investor. And as you and I talk about, we never want to create an ETF of the week scenario and then represent that to everybody, because if you're not on your portfolio on a regular basis, I wouldn't recommend following the trends here.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I said this is a little bit of a walk on the wild side. But if you happen to feel this way,
I love gold!
Or if you know that you need to diversify your portfolio, then GDXJ, an interesting pick. It's the VanEck Vectors Junior Gold Miners ETF, the ETF of the week, from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom's on Twitter at Tom Lydon. This was a great way to start the Thursday edition of Money Life, but there's a lot more to go, so settle back and relax. Money Life will be back in just a moment.